has none of the complications of death by disease or so-called natural death, or the death of a friend or someone you have loved or have hated. But it is death nevertheless, one of the subjects that a man may write of. I had read many books in which, when the author tried to convey it, he only produced a blur, and I decided that this was because either the author had never seen it clearly, or at the moment of it, he had physically or mentally shut his eyes, as one might do if he saw a child that he could not possibly reach or aid about to be struck by a train. In such a case, I suppose, he would probably be justified in shutting his eyes, as the mere fact of the child being about to be struck by the train was all that he could convey. The actual striking would be an anticlimax, so that the moment before striking might be as far as he could represent. But in the case of an execution by a firing squad or a hanging, this is not true. And if these very simple things were to be made permanent, as, say, Goya tried to make them in Los Desastros de la Guerra, it could not be done with any shutting of the eyes. I had seen certain things, certain simple things of this sort that I remembered, but through taking part in them, or in other cases having to write of them immediately after, and consequently noticing the things I needed for instant recording, I had never